Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from HPE Discover in Madrid, and I am delighted to be joined by Christine Frank, Director of Worldwide IoT Industry Partnerships at HPE. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here today.
So, Christine, why don't we just start and talk about your role at HPE and what your organization is responsible for in terms of delivering solutions for IoT.
I work for the Worldwide Connect IoT program. I'm the Worldwide Director, as we talked about specifically. I manage the ecosystem within HPE.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about HPE's vision for IoT solutions for the enterprise?
So enterprise is actually not my focus generally. My focus is more actually on the OT side of the business. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because where the data insight comes from is from the IIoT side. It does not come from necessarily the enterprise. However, the integration of OT and IT and what's happening, the convergence, that's where we have that intersection. So we take the business insight from the IT side, which is the enterprise, and the data insight from the OT side and merge those together to really help customers develop solutions specifically geared towards their business so that they can improve processes. Not only improve processes, but bring full insight, because the data is where the value is, and the data that we get insight from is really more on the OT side.
So tell me about what industries are moving the fastest in this space.
Besides smart cities, which a lot of people talk about, the industries that are moving is really manufacturing, process control, factory automation, discrete automation. Building automation is a really great one, because that encompasses not only smart cities, but also energy management, facilities management. You can also tie in security, as well as the overall customer experience in a building. The other one that's really exciting to me right now is if we start looking at the utility space and substations. So the substation market is kind of unique. About 4 or 5 years ago, there was actually a substation that was infiltrated or attacked. What happened is that two fiber connections that were going into the substation were actually cut. That did not allow for communication. Well, I don't know if you know, but if you can't communicate to a substation, it actually causes it to be a problem with the federal government and security. So what happened was, is there was a federal mandate that came out that actually said, thou shall have redundant power and communication inside of your substation. So right now, we're actually working with a group of partners to create solutions to do substation monitoring, to approach that market to actually help them. So if they won't ever have that problem of not being able to communicate into a substation. And what it allows them to do is collect the data that's out there. Inside of our gateways, you actually have the ability to use a cell router so that you can always have communication. But what we've done with our partners, which is OSIsoft, Intel is obviously in there as well. We have V5 and also Wunderlich Malloc. And what we've done is we've created this solution called the VIP Tower. The tower has redundant power that can run up to 7 days. So we're really looking at that market as a really scalable one, because if you think about it, every city has a substation. And if you think about it from a worldwide perspective, I believe the numbers, it's over 20 million different substations out there in the marketplace.
When you think about the solutions that HPE is bringing to market, obviously with the convergence that we're talking about going on, there's an opportunity for tech innovation. What are you seeing in terms of new solutions coming to market that really change the game?
Artificial intelligence, machine learning types of application software is one of the big ones, but cybersecurity as well on the OT side. So let's step back in time for a moment and ask ourselves, how did Target happen? It happened because somebody went in through the HVAC system, which was never meant to be connected to the internet. Most of the equipment out on the factory floor doesn't get changed over every 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. They may have an Ethernet port on it, but guess what? It was never meant to be connected. So as we take a look at Target and cybersecurity, if they would have had the ability to actually monitor the protocols that are used in industrial, which we call BACnet in HVAC systems, they would have been able to actually see the anomalies. There would have been no way for anyone to backdoor into Target in order to get into their financial systems. But because people weren't thinking about it, I believe that's going to be one of the greatest innovations as we move forward. And we're partnering with different folks that are actually creating solutions around cybersecurity, mm-hmm. as well as artificial intelligence to monitor how many times somebody opened up that HVAC door mm-hmm. so that they can tell you, seems sort of funny that every Tuesday someone seems to be opening that cabinet. Did we give authorization for that to happen?
Interesting. What other areas of artificial intelligence do you see in terms of use cases that are interesting in this space?
Well, medical is obviously one, mm-hmm. and we've got several different partners that are starting to look at genome codes and different medical data analysis specifically on patients. I think that's very, very interesting. I'm not as deep into that, but it interests me. The other areas of artificial intelligence that we see is really smart machines. Mm-hmm. So them getting smarter around predictive maintenance is a really good one. You need to have that artificial intelligence in order to keep looking at the data and gaining from it and learning so that in the end we can do prescriptive maintenance. In the old days of factory automation and process control, or actually any industry, when you have assets or equipment, you didn't have the ability to just monitor them and know when something was going to break. So you would set up maintenance schedules, whether mm-hmm. that's a hospital bed, whether that's an HVAC system, whether that's a factory automation printing press. People would go out there. They'd look at the machines. They'd say, I don't know, it's not broken, but I'll fix it. Sometimes you don't fix things just because it actually can affect the quality or the asset itself. Mm-hmm. So having the ability to do artificial intelligence tied into predictive maintenance, now you send people out to the equipment when there's actually something that's noticed, an anomaly, detecting it prior to it going into a catastrophic event. Much better than sending a bunch of workers out there to tap on machines and check to see if the oil's still there.
That's a fantastic example. Now, you mentioned that Intel is working with you in this space. What is the collaboration with Intel like in terms of the technology that's being brought together from both companies?
Yes. So we're working specifically with Intel on all different types of use cases out on the market space. We're working with the folks in the manufacturing sector. We're working with the guys in the financial sector. But what that collaboration between Intel and HPE really is doing is being able to bring to our customers, both sides, the best-in-class products and the best solutions available on the market space today.
So we're headed into a new year. Obviously, this space has been one of incredible focus in 2017. What are you looking forward to next year in terms of new technology, new innovations, new opportunities?
So I think what's really going to happen is you're going to start seeing these use cases really being deployed out there in the market space, whether that's factory automation, process control, medical. You know, the last 2 years, if you look at the market, people were really just starting to plan. Mm-hmm. Now you're actually seeing execution, and they're seeing return on their investments coming back to them twofold, whether it's in a maintenance type of scenario through predictive maintenance, or maybe it's asset management. I think some of the more innovative things that we're also going to see is going to be in the transportation industry, specifically around connected vehicles. Mm-hmm. I really do think there's going to be more safety integrated into vehicles. I also believe that there's going to be over-the-road trucking in the next few years that's really going to move forward with that autonomous vehicles. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that I'm excited to see, but really, what excites me more than anything is the opportunity to work with customers from end-to-end solutions. And where we're moving is really having the ability to help customers really take insight from the data that they're pulling from.
Christine, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about the IoT solutions HPE is delivering to the marketplace, where should they go for more information?
HPE.com/IoT.
Thanks so much for being here today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.